Welcome to Sexual Purity in Christ. We so appreciate you listening in today. I am Joyce C. Bell. Now, in the past episodes, you've heard me say, welcome to Purity in Christ. Well, Sexual Purity in Christ is the original name that we're going to start using from this point. So thank you for listening in today. This is our episode 2 of week 2 of our series called Refresh. And this is for adults 36 and up. We have separate episodes for each age group. And so this is for the adults 36 and up. We're going to call this Discovering the Gift of Purity. Maybe we could even say Rediscovering the Gift of Purity. Yes, there's a lot to say, even to us adults, even though we are 36 and up, even though we may be in our 40s, 50s, 60s, on up, the Bible has a lot to say about what we do with our bodies. The world may see this type of discussion as outdated or irrelevant, or they may minimize it, that it just doesn't matter anymore. But God has a lot to say concerning sex and what we do with our bodies, no matter what age we are. Well, with this second episode, we're also getting into the purpose of sexual purity in Christ. Anytime you hear our podcast or hear about an event or see us on social media, our purpose is to teach and affirm sexual abstinence until marriage. Again, our purpose at Sexual Purity in Christ is to teach and affirm sexual abstinence until marriage. We realize at this point in life, we have had marriages, we may or may not be still married, we've raised kids, or we've helped raise kids. We've welcomed grandkids, and some of us have helped raise the grandkids. So some of us have yet to marry also. I, Jocia, am one of those who have never married, or like I like to say, the not yet marrieds. Yet and still, even in all of this, God still cares about what we do with our bodies, okay? Outside of his institution of marriage between one man and one woman. This truth is not popular. We already know that. It has never been and it never will be socially acceptable. We all know that. And as a matter of fact, really quickly, I want to add 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 19 through 20 to our discussion really quickly. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 19 through 20. It says, "For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world?" Although here, Paul is confronting the church at Corinth about worldly wisdom versus the gospel of Christ. This same admonition, this same wisdom applies to all of God's ways. It applies to our life in this area. His word is his will for every area of our lives, including sex and relationships. So let's jump in. First, I'd like to present our foundational scripture for all we do and everything we are with our mission and purpose at Sexual Purity in Christ. And this is Romans 12, 1. I'll read it a couple of times and then we'll make a declaration, a confession of faith. The King James Version of Romans 12, 1 says, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." Again, it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. So here, notice how it seems Paul the Apostle, by the Spirit of God, is begging us to honor God with our bodies. It doesn't matter our age or season in life. It doesn't matter our relationship history. It doesn't matter our losses or our wins. We are still walking this earth in the bodies that he created in his very own image. But wait a sec. Let's listen at what he said in the beginning about us. Genesis 1, 26 through 27. The King James says, "And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Verse 27 goes on to confirm it all. It says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. One more reference before we go. And we'll go back to Romans 12:1 for our confession. I didn't forget about it. Psalm 8. I'm not going to read it, but please refer to Psalm 8. Psalm 8 talks about how God crowned us, mankind that is, with glory and honor. Please take time and read through it. You will see for yourself. So let's get to this confession, this declaration for Romans 12:1. It simply goes, I present my body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is my reasonable service. Again, I present my body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is my reasonable service. Let's see if we can say it with me. I present my body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is my reasonable service. This is how we will start and end each session for every age group, not just the youth, not just the 18 to 35, but yes, the 36 on up. We don't do it to sound religious, but we do it to speak the living word of God out of our mouths and over our lives and over our bodies. Speaking the word feeds and uplifts our spirits and our faith concerning whatever the situation is. As a matter of fact, look at Romans 12:1 from other versions. You can always look at other versions. It doesn't have to always be King James. You can download Bible apps such as BibleGateway.com. I like to use that one. There are other Bible apps out there. Or grab any hard copies you may have of other versions. I know that I have the New Living Translation, just a copy that I got from Walmart. I have other translations. I have a hardback of 26 translations where you can read the verse and it gives you that same verse or parts of it in other translations. So whatever you use, if you want to use your devices or if you want to open up a hardback, please use it and look at other versions to help bring out scriptures to you. Speak and helps you speak the word over yourself. Simply insert me, my, and I into Romans 12:1, like we just did, and continue to speak the word over yourself. Continue to study the word. Before we move on, let me also point out one more thing about Romans 12:1. Notice the word acceptable, as in we present our bodies holy and acceptable to God. Acceptable, referring to us presenting ourselves to Him. Think about it. If there are acceptable ways to present our bodies to God, well then there must be unacceptable ways to present our bodies to God. And His word is the roadmap. His word is the guide for our life in this area and every other area. So let's move on to what we're talking about with discovering or rediscovering the gift of purity God gave us. Let me share a quick personal story and we'll take a quick break and talk about it afterwards. So here's a true story. All right. So I'm over 40. I'm actually close to 50 at this point, at the time of this recording. I'm 48. And as many of you know, we can have some accumulated stuff in our life. I mean, everything from any memories, pictures, journals, objects. We can have all kinds of papers, books, awards, certificates. Men, what about old tools and materials, different things, mementos, souvenirs? And I mean, they can pile up. It's okay, y'all will laugh. But as I was going through a pile of my things some time ago, I had stashed this pile, and after moving out of an apartment, it was left stashed away. I went through it one night and found my notes and ideas on vision that God had given me for organizations such as this one, Sexual Purity in Christ. And it had been over several years. This was from, a while ago. And it was in that pile, we can call it the I'll get to it pile. You know what I'm talking about at this stage in life, the I'll get to it pile. And I was so stirred in my heart. So much came back to me as I read through these divinely inspired ideas and vision for organizations that God gave me, even for books and things over the years. And it never went away. They were always in my heart. And it was something to find them written on paper. It helps me remember or remind myself or rediscover a sense of God-ordained purpose in my life. I was so charged up and encouraged that the present daily challenges of life that I was facing and that I faced could not hold a candle to God's purpose on my life. So let's take a quick break right here. We're going to come back and talk more about it, but let's take a quick break to hear a word from Anchor Podcasting. We're going to be right back, so don't go anywhere. Well, now that you've heard about my pile of stuff that I went through, the whole point to this scenario is that just as I was recharged and encouraged about God's plans and purposes for my life overall, God has the same awesome and incredible and anointed plans and purposes for our relationships, for our bodies, for the stewardship of our bodies. He is very concerned with our bodies and how we interact with the opposite sex on all levels, and sex is no exception. In our first 36 and up episode called I Am God's Gift, we talked about our value, feeling valued and valuable. Feel free to go back and listen to it. It's the I Am God's Gift episode for 36 and up. We also talked about Psalm 139:14 in that episode. And Psalm 139:14 says, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. And this verse is just as true about us today as it ever was. Regardless of our life story, we are always valuable gifts to God and His blessings to the world, just as Christ was God's gift to us. When you marry, or if you marry again, you and your spouse are God's gifts to each other, no matter what has transpired in the past, or no matter how long ago it was. But until then, yes, celibacy still matters. Our bodies are still important to our Father who created us. It doesn't matter how old we are. So let us respect and renew our commitment to protect the gift of intimacy within us. This is indeed pure before God. He is pleased when we even make the effort to live Romans 12:1, presenting our bodies to Him. So let's continue on with four scriptures that deal directly with the sacredness of keeping our bodies for marriage and the blessing God places on marriage. You may want to write these down or type these in. Some of the verses may be familiar to some. It's four of them. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 4. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 31. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verses 18 through 20. And Genesis chapter 2, verses 21 through 25, you will hear them again. Let's start with Hebrews. Hebrews 13:4 says, marriage is honorable in all and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. That's the King James Version. The Complete Jewish Bible says the same thing in these words. Marriage is honorable in every respect, and in particular, sex within marriage is pure. But God will indeed punish fornicators and adulterers. So let's stop right here. Let me encourage you. Let's hear God's heart in this. These are not just rules or letter of the law. Let's hear God's heart. His word was inspired by His Spirit. And so it's not just the letter. It is the Spirit also. In the 21st century, there are some that will take these verses we are studying and twist them to justify what they want them to say or justify their lifestyle. Do you know that some people are even saying that fornication means more than one partner? So it's obviously okay if it's just one partner. But no, actually, in the Berkeley version of the New Testament, instead of the word fornication, it uses unchaste. Instead of fornicators, it says unchaste, and unchaste is sexual immorality, whether it's with one partner or with many partners. So the number of partners do not matter. Fornication is fornication. Let me challenge and urge you to study your Bible for yourself. Satan's attempt to twist God's word is nothing new, and he's more crafty and deceitful than ever. Remember the Garden of Eden, where he actually challenged Adam and Eve? He actually challenged them and said, "Hath God really said that you would die if you eat this? Hath God said," one translation said, "Hath God really said?" And so he challenged them right there. And so, but God loves us and wants the best for us, especially in our personal relationships. And yes, sex too, done his way within what he designed. As we have heard from the word, sex within marriage is pure, whether it's your first spouse or whether you're marrying again. Sex outside of marriage is unchaste, immoral, and God gives us what we need to escape the temptation and to avoid such situations from the beginning of our relationships and our interactions with the opposite sex. Well, let's move on to the other verses that talk about this same thing, how serious God is about our bodies and how serious he is about marriage. Ephesians 5:31 says in the King James Version, "For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh." Also, Genesis chapter 2, verses 21 through 25, you're going to hear this again. This is way back in the Garden of Eden again. Verse 21, "And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof." Verse 22, "And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman, and brought her unto the man." Verse 23, "And Adam said, This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man." Verse 24, "Therefore shall a man leave his father and mother and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh." Verse 25, "And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed." Here we have Adam and Eve, the first married couple in the Bible. God brought Eve to Adam, and Adam received her and declared her as his wife. They had no shame, no knowledge of being naked before each other, no knowledge of the need to cover themselves. Anything outside of this is not God's way. Yes, this is the 21st century, but God's word is the same. His way of doing things remains forever, because his word remains forever. One more scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 18 through 20. The Complete Jewish Bible starts off by saying, "Run from sexual immorality." It makes it very plain. Run from sexual immorality. We may also know this verse as "flee fornication" in the King James Version. And also the Amplified says, "flee even in thought." Even in thought. So the rest of verse 18 says, "Every other sin a person commits is outside the body, but the fornicator sins against his own body." Verse 19, continuing on in the King James, "What, know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." So listen now, we did not go over these verses and scriptures to make anyone feel condemned or make anyone feel less than, but as a reminder to all of us, and maybe even to inform some of us that our body is God's. It's not our own. And there are many more scriptures in the word along this subject line. Please look them up in your own time. You can Google fornication, or you can search it in the Bible apps or in your hard copy in the concordance. Jesus shed his blood for you and me, whether we accept him or not. That's why 1 Corinthians 6:20 says we were bought with a price, and we're to glorify God in our bodies and in our spirits, which are God's. From the day we gave our life to Christ, the Holy Spirit entered our hearts, and he gives us power and strength to live out this word this living word of God. He is not cracking a whip, and we are not cracking a whip at each other or looking down on anyone else. Simply put, God loved us first and takes us seriously. We love him back by receiving him and taking him seriously, receiving and reverencing him. God's plan for us, especially in this area of sex and relationships, will never be popular with today's modern culture. It will never be accepted, and I believe we all know that, but we still must not allow all the popular Antichrist, New Age, philosophical, intellectual ideas and our culture to dictate how we believe or what we do about God's word. Our bodies are really not our own. They are God's. Years ago, Kirk Franklin, I'm quite sure we all remember him, he released an album entitled God's Property. And I love that expression because that's just right for the times we live in. God's property. We are God's property. Our bodies are God's property. And in this area, we, and that means me too, may have missed the mark, but God is always ready for us to come to him, not away from him. He's ready for us to repent and receive his love, his forgiveness, his instruction through his word. Let's commit or recommit to a celibate lifestyle today. I had to recommit. It is possible. Continuously ask God to help you avoid situations that may lead to sex outside of marriage. It's not just for the youth and it's not just for the young adults. For those of you in relationships such as dating or courtship or engagement. Yes, you may have been there, done that before, but both of you can still ask God together, pray, and ask God to help you as a couple to not give in to the urge to have sex. It's not a punishment, but it's simply honoring God's blessing on your future marriage. God always guides us. He will not leave us hanging, ever. He will never leave us hanging. The flesh, people, the devil, this world system, and life itself will drain us emotionally and try to pull us away from living out this word. But you must fight. It does matter. Please resist premarital sex. It's not fun or easy on your flesh. You will even maybe be mocked or ridiculed, but you will not regret doing it God's way. In future episodes, we will teach and discuss resisting temptation and frustration leading to premarital sex, also known as fornication. I also want to say to those of you who are virgins, yes, even at our age, please wait. Continue to be determined to glorify God in and with your bodies. I'm telling you this as a former virgin. Yes, I got frustrated and gave it away, having waited up into my 40s. And yes, I'm forgiven, but wouldn't it have been nice to tell my future husband that he is my first? And I'll say this, even if I happen to not marry, I aim to stand before Christ having fought this fight, and even with mistakes, I recommit and kept my body under. So, virgins, whether you are a lady or a gentleman, do not cave in. Don't let the darkness of this age suck you in. Let them talk, let them ridicule, let them mock you. You obey God. No matter how much you may have not obeyed him in the past, start new today. We always like to say his mercies, God's mercies, his grace and his mercies are new every morning. So you can start today. You can start right now. It is worth it. Jesus was victorious in resisting the devil's plots, and we can be victorious also because Christ lives in us. I want to add right here, if you have been a victim of any kind of sexual abuse or harassment and it hasn't been addressed or dealt with, please seek counsel and therapy if need be. Please do so because it is a big deal. Reach out to law enforcement about any abuse or assault you suffered. Reach out to church leaders or anyone you feel safe with. Also, even at this age, if you are pregnant or know someone who is, or have had a child as a result of any type of abuse or assault or even sexual relationship outside of marriage, know that the child in you is another one of God's gifts, made in His image, His creation. Get the best medical care you can possibly get, as well as seeking therapy and counseling. Feel free to send prayer requests or questions about resources to our Facebook page, Sexual Purity in Christ. We also have Instagram, PURITYINCHR, which is short for Purity in Christ. It's PURITYINCHR is our Instagram. We will definitely point you in a good direction for resources that you or someone else may use. So let's finish up now. We took time to address some of these things because it was worth it, and you are worth it. Allow me to leave you with four things to consider. Yes, we could call it homework. First, go back and listen to this podcast and even the first podcast, the I Am God's Gift episode for 36 and up. Talk about these episodes with your date, your fiance, with friends. We are adults, so let's communicate to one another in our relationships and set goals to avoid premarital sex. Number two, remember our confession based on Romans 12:1. I present my body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is my reasonable service. Practice saying that out loud. And number three, pray and repent. Ask God's forgiveness and help. He is ever present with us. Number four, finally, continue to speak life to yourself and speak life over yourself. Nobody else can do that for you like you can. In our first episode, we talked about thinking of things in our life story, our accomplishments that made us feel good about ourselves. Then we mentioned being fearfully and wonderfully made from Psalm 139:14. Look yourself in the face, use your mirror, your camera, and call yourself awesome. Call yourself beautiful. Call yourself God's gift. And you are worth the wait for sex within marriage. Your future spouse is worth it too, regardless of the relationship history of either one of you. Just wait. So we are done for now. We're done with this episode. And hey, let us know your thoughts, your testimonies, questions, comments on our Instagram or our Facebook. Follow, like, share, post, comment. Again, our IG is, you can follow us at PURITYINCHR. And our Facebook page is Sexual Purity in Christ. So have a wonderful day, and we look forward to our next episode. Be blessed.